This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined this morning by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of weakness today. Corn had a nice little rally late in the session yesterday. Beans are under pressure yesterday. We're continuing that pressure on the beans, down 4.5, near 5 cents down. Piece corn's down about 3.25 today. So, you know, a little bit of a surprise maybe for some people. The crop ratings dropped 2 points in the corn on the good excellence, and I believe it was 4-point drop in the beans, which is a little bit harder drop than what the trade was anticipating. So there was some thought maybe that'd be a little bit supportive. But, you know, you got to be a little bit cautious, Mark, on the crop rating decline. I do think it's declining. This dry weather in the east is definitely sapping the top end off of the crop. But we're also in that seasonal time frame where the crops ratings tend to essentially drop back a little bit as these crops just go through that full maturity. They just don't look as good as they did a few weeks ago.
And what did you make of that price movement that we saw in the soybeans? When you think back to Friday, the price went to the upside. Then on Monday, it goes the other way. Was that, do you think, tied in with some positive, optimistic thinking about the potential of a deal with China that never materialized?
100%. You nailed it right there. There was a lot of talk in the industry that maybe there was a deal to be had going into the weekend, of a potential trade deal. The American Soybean Association has obviously been out there pressing the Trump administration very hard to get a deal done.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more. December corn down 3.25 at 419.75. November soybeans down 3.75 at 1037.25. October soybean meal up 20 cents at 278.50. October soybean oil down 59 cents at 51.67. Chicago wheat unchanged at 528.25. Minneapolis wheat down 5 cents at 554. Kansas City hard red wheat up 3.25 at 486.5. On the Merck, October live cattle down 73 cents at 238.80. September feeder cattle down $1.55 at 362.70. October lean hogs down 75 cents at 94.80. Class 3 milk down 14 cents at $17.79. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.